Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Monday, the 26th day of July, 2010. Coming up in the middle of the next hour, in the first half of the third hour, we have John Young of Cryptome, formerly with WikiLeaks, joining us to talk about the big scandal. Thousands of documents released dealing with reported massacres in Afghanistan. And then Wayne Madsen, who worked with the NSA and Naval Intelligence, he'll be joining us to give us his take. Now, we have exchanged emails in the last year several times with the founder of WikiLeaks, and he said he's going to come on many times, but then we're never able to get him on. We'd like to hear from him specifically on this. His spokesperson, when he was in hiding for a few months, was Birgitta Jonsdottir of the Icelandic Parliament, who I think is a really great person. He's done a lot of important work. And I think WikiLeaks is good. I mean, I can't say that 100% because I'm not omnipresent. But studying them, I think they're real. Does that mean they could be fed disinfo? Perhaps. Could they be used to identify people leaking inside government? Yes. But I respect John Young and Wayne Madsen, and they have both said they're suspicious of WikiLeaks. I'm going to pick their brain today and, you know, put them on the hot seat in a friendly way and, you know, really ask them to explain to me why they're saying this. Because as I'm sure you know, the top story in the last 24 hours is thousands of pages of secret documents that make the Pentagon Papers leaked by Daniel Ellsberg look like child's play. Separately, I've had a chance to scan over what is in some of these documents and to read the news boil downs on it, and most of it is already publicly available. It came out early on that U.S. troops would put thousands of Taliban fighters in containers standing position, sardined in, and then in 4 or 5 days they would all be dead. Basically, it's a form of crucifixion. Or like an Iron Maiden, you cram a bunch of people where they can barely breathe together in hot temperatures when this was done in the summer in Afghanistan years ago. It's going to kill them. And that's what kills you with crucifixion is the fact that you can't breathe because you're nailed to the cross and your diaphragm basically gets exhausted. And we know about a lot of other massacres that have gone on. I remember Private Gruckheimer in the Ithaca Times back in 2002 made national headlines when he came home and gave an interview and said, yeah, we go into villages and kill everyone, men, women, and children. And then the Pentagon went on Fox News and said, well, we want to clarify this. Only in certain villages do we kill everyone. And, of course, there was a lot of criticism of General McChrystal because in the last year and a half, 2 years, he changed that and said, we're not going to be doing that. And I'm certainly not saying he's a good guy. I'm just going off of what he said. We know that the late Pat Tillman criticized opium production, the fact that the war was a fraud, and that there were massacres going on. He wrote home about that, said he was going to come home and become a big peace activist, and they, of course, killed him. And it's on record that the Army coroner said that he had been killed and that it was foul play and that it was a cover-up. So we know that McChrystal was in command of that cover-up. So I'm not saying McChrystal's good. It's just that McChrystal, at least on paper, said stop these massacres. Now, the CIA is also trying to take over the Army right now. And there's a bunch of infighting going on. They want to supplant the regular military, mainly the Army, with contractors. And so are they using WikiLeaks to burn the Army? Look, a lot of weird stuff goes on in government. And so we're going to pick the brain of John Young and Wayne Madsen on this and why they're critical of WikiLeaks and why they think it's the CIA or private corporate intelligence front. We'll be discussing that and all this news. Got a bunch of economic news as well. It's all coming up after the break. Stay with us.
Now you can. can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Thank you for joining us, radio listeners and PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. We're going to be taking a very close look at WikiLeaks coming up in about an hour and a half. We have two guests joining us, Wayne Madsen and, of course, John Young of Cryptome, give us their take on WikiLeaks and what these thousands of documents coming out that reportedly show the true nature of the war. Mass murder, war crimes being the official policy. But is this any news? I mean, our government has promoted torture, secret arrest, the torture of people's children in front of them. We have a unlawful, illegal government who we know pays the Taliban to give them innocent 12, 13, 14-year-olds to be tortured at bases all around the world to create fake intelligence. Meanwhile, the true al-Qaeda and Taliban commanders are released, according to Newsweek, Associated Press, and the Financial Times of London, as part of the airlift of evil. So we'll be discussing all of that. I have to say, the information WikiLeaks has released looks very accurate to me, and much of it's already publicly available information. It's come out here and there. And so the very clear picture that they've been able to create, releasing these documents that were leaked to them, I think jives with reality. But some are critical of WikiLeaks, not just saying they're traitorous for releasing the information, but saying they have connections to intelligence agencies. Again, in my gut, I don't really see evidence of that. But I do respect Mr. Young and Mr. Madsen. So we'll be talking to them and getting their concerns coming up today. Right now, let's go ahead and go into the news, and there is a lot of it. I want to hear from callers and get your take on this. We're going to continue, at least in the first hour of the radio broadcast today, to give first-time callers a chance, people who've wanted to call in over the years, but the phone's always busy or the lines are filled. This is your chance to join us on air. I'd love to get your take on any of the news I'm about to cover or any news issues you wish to raise. 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us today. But right now, let's go ahead and get into the news. This is a Kurt Nemo story up at Infowars.com, and he boils down all the mainstream reportage that's going on, plus some of the backstory of what's been happening. Former head of the NSA and former CIA boss, he's been in both positions, says Iran attack inexorable. Basically something that's a foregone conclusion. According to Michael Hayden, a CIA boss under George W. Bush, Iran's not having a nuke is just as dangerous as it having one. This is the guy who lied about spying on the American people without warrants and then got caught doing it. Hayden predicted Iran's plans to get itself that step right below a nuclear weapon, that permanent breakout stage, so the needle isn't quite in the red for the international community. Hayden said that reaching even that level would be a destabilizing to the region as actually having a weapon, and it will result in an attack by the U.S., Israel, or both. Killing Iranians now, quote, seems inexorable and may not be the worst of all possibilities or outcomes, according to Hayden. And, of course, that's not just Infowars.com reporting it. Here is the Associated Press. Ex-CIA chief, strike on Iran seems more likely now. Israel's also saying the same thing. Here's a report out of Iran. Iran's military leaders try to raise their nation's confidence in face of a possible attack. Continuing, here's Haaretz. U.S. strike on Iran likelier than ever, former CIA chief says. So that really is the most important news today, in my humble opinion. The establishment is clearly positioning the public mind that it's a foregone conclusion that Iran will be struck. Meanwhile, there's other reports today where the White House is saying that Pakistan is funding Taliban and Al-Qaeda groups. Pakistan, of course, was aided by the United States and the EU in the last 15 years, getting nuclear weapons and delivery systems that can deliver them more than 3,000 kilometers. Our government, of course, aided India in getting nuclear weapons. The strategery, not a word, but strategic outlook there is to get Pakistan and India fighting with each other, but a very, very dangerous system, a very, very dangerous gambit there. And we'll be going over some of that information coming up. Now it's admitted that there are U.S. special forces, after years of denial, commanding different factions inside Pakistan. So the United States is now opening up a new war there as we go bankrupt at home. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange says documents on thousands of possible U.S. war crimes in Afghanistan paint a picture of just how brutal this war is. U.S. forces fighting in Afghanistan could be investigated for thousands of possible war crimes allegedly committed when the Bush administration was running the war. That was the shocking claim Monday from the head of the website that has already released a trove of damning documents suggesting Americans were misled about how well the Afghan war was being waged. It's up to the court to decide, really, if something in the end is a crime, WikiLeaks founder said in London. Assange said the leaked documents thus far were dated from January 04 to December 09. And it goes on to say, only scratch the surface of what's really going on. In particular, he pointed to the deadly missile strike occurring by Task Force 373, a unit allegedly charged with hunting down and killing Taliban targets. Well, I mean, again, everything that's in these documents is already out there. Even under Obama, they now have expanded this, saying we will now kill unnamed terrorists. In fact, drone attacks to expand to no-name terrorists. Search that term. I want to show people on the TV screen that are watching at PrisonPlanet.tv, or you can just search that term as a radio listener. They admitted, what, a month and a half ago, yes, if anybody has a weapon in Pakistan or Afghanistan, and basically everybody has a gun there, it's Wild Wild West, that the Army and the Air Force separately, and then they have the CIA also running drones, literally guys in suits. So the CIA now has its own branch, I guess the fifth branch of the military, with the contractors. There it is, no-name terrorist, now CIA drone targets, CNN. And they just go on to report that if you have a weapon, we kill you. And they openly say it's collateral damage. If there's a wedding with 500 people at it, and they kill a couple hundred of them to kill that one person they think maybe Taliban or Al-Qaeda, that's okay. And now the Pentagon is removing the pain rays, the microwave guns, from Afghanistan and saying they weren't really that useful, but that they will be deployed in the United States. And, of course, that was in the San Diego paper a few months ago and other newspapers that they are deploying the pain rays against the American people. So you can't really legally use it against foreign enemies, but, hey, American enemies, you know, the evil Tea Party people that are constitutionalists that support the Bill of Rights and Constitution, they are the enemy of this foreign offshore banking cartel that's taken over the country. Business Insider's got a good article. Says, get ready for one day of talk about Afghanistan, 10 days of talk about WikiLeaks, and the future of the media. Today, the White House is dealing with the fallout of this weekend's massive Afghanistan document breach. But now you know that last night, the New York Times, Der Spiegel, and The Guardian simultaneously produced reports on the staggering document cache published by the increasingly influential site WikiLeaks, which paints an ugly picture of the war in Afghanistan. But again, looking at these documents and the reports on the documents, it's everything that was already admitted. It's accurate info. And this is not what the establishment wants to see or hear right now. So I don't see how WikiLeaks could be the bad guys unless they're trying to set the precedent with good info to later give people bad info. Or I can see the argument, well, this info is already known. I mean, it's kind of like they arrest people that follow the orders to torture in Afghanistan and Iraq. I mean, scores of these contractors and army people are serving long prison sentences. And then Bush comes out a month ago and says he'd order the torture and he'd order it again. So there does seem to be a certain flaunting of all of this, but I don't know. It's all cloak and dagger. And, of course, here's another article dealing with the WikiLeaks situation. U.S. condemns release of documents on Afghan war. Pakistan said the disclosure of 92,000 classified documents on the war in Afghanistan wouldn't affect its relations with the U.S. or its role in the conflict. However, the White House condemned the leak. These things have been regurgitated from time to time by the media, by low-level officials, without any endorsement by the U.S. government. The spokesman for Pakistan president said in a phone interview from Islamabad, there is nothing much in this. I tend to agree. If you actually know what's already come out and what's been admitted, I mean, the massacres are all admitted. I mean, they'll just line up hundreds of people and shoot them. They've got giant torture camps where they admittedly torture people to death. I mean, they've got them all over Europe. They've got them in the U.S. They've got them everywhere. Regardless, we'll continue to break it down. On the other side, and your phone calls, got a lot of financial news, police state news, and some key oil spill news coming up as well. Stay with us.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
The economy is crumbling, debt soaring, and the possibility of World War III is increasing. I started SurvivalistSeeds.com from my dining room table with a small bucket of seed and a single rotating banner ad on PrisonPlanet.com. 2 years later, we've sold over 40,000 pounds of heirloom seeds, becoming the largest bulk seed seller to the public. The majority of our customers are Alex Jones listeners. Now I'm offering 50 all-organic garden varieties, 10,000 heirloom seeds, garden planner, and a CD teaching you how to save seeds, so your children's children will always have healthy food. Don't wait until it's too late. I'm Big John Lipscomb, and my company is SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We're going to be going to your phone calls coming up in the next segment. Another issue I'd like to hear from callers on is the fact that Rush Limbaugh came out on Friday and said that it's the ruling class versus the country class. He said blue blood robber baron families run the government and are basically getting corporate welfare and hate the American people and want to destroy this country. And I'm not really even praising Limbaugh. I'm just giving credit where credit is due. I certainly don't trust him. As soon as the mainline Republicans are back in office, I would imagine him to continue with his neocon, pro-war, pro-torture, pro-drug war propaganda. But the fact that Rush Limbaugh, the biggest media figure in this country, nobody has more listeners. He's the biggest media event, period. I went over some of his quotes yesterday on the Sunday show. It's amazing. And it cannot be disputed that this shows how far the exposure of the shadow government has come. And the fact that Glenn Beck's talking about world government and the new world order and is talking about Goldman Sachs being criminal shows that this information is now mainstream. So I would ask listeners, why do you think they're doing this? Because I've been monitoring them off and on. And overall, I think that their listeners are, of course, my listeners, and they just can't get away anymore with denying the fact that there is a world government, that there is a global government being formed, that the power structure in this country is illegal, is criminal, is predatory, and that you have cliques of power that are waging war against the nouveau riche, the new rich, the middle class. It's just an amazing admission by Limbaugh, and this makes my job a lot easier now that you know his 20-plus million listeners are now hearing their iconic leader, L. Rushbo, coming out and telling the truth to a certain point. It shows that to stay in the game, to stay relevant, they're being forced to do this. MSNBC and CNN have decided to continue to report that world government's being formed as our savior and the Federal Reserve is not private, and that if you don't want government health care, you're a racist. And so they're just sticking their head further in the sand and going along with the official line and losing literally almost all of their viewers. They are in free fall, implosion. They are a joke. And so we are literally dragging the country from ignorance into enlightenment. And it's very exciting news. And so that's why I covered that for much of an hour yesterday. So if you heard Limbaugh talk about it or you went to Infowars.com and Red Curtain Immo's story, does Rush Limbaugh finally get it about the ruling class? Because I've heard him just in the last year. I don't listen often, but probably once a week I listen to a few minutes of it. You know, the banks are good. It's okay that Goldman Sachs is getting, you know, tens of billions of dollars in extra profits. And, the socialists want to take over health care and the insurance companies are good. The insurance companies wrote the stinking health care bill. Even the Wall Street Journal admits that. Goldman Sachs has swindled us with the derivatives. Goldman Sachs isn't just taking down our country, but many other countries. And I've got to say, Beck's going even further than Limbaugh. Though I've never heard Limbaugh attack Ron Paul and others. That's why I really have been angry at Beck in the past, and I'm certainly not trusting Beck. I mean, my instincts tell me he's super bad news. It's just the fact that Limbaugh and Beck are having to cover these issues is the news story. Why are they doing that? That's my question to you, to boil it down to a simple one-line statement. Why are they more and more telling the truth? Now, I do monitor Sean Hannity. I hear nothing but mainline neocon, blue blood, Rockefeller Republican garbage from him. And that's why you don't see him rising. He's plateaued and is even sinking a bit. I think that Limbaugh and Beck want a big audience, and they know where the audience is. The American people have been educated by the Internet. They have been educated by this radio show. They have been educated by my films. But I'm powerless without you. You are the muscle. You move this machine of awakening. And I just can't commend you enough for everything you've done as listeners. I salute you. And we go together like a horse and carriage. And I am blown away by the responsibility I have and that we have to take our information to the next level. Okay, we're going to come back and go to your phone calls, and then I've got a bunch of amazing news like this one. L.A. suburb residents march over high city salaries. Some of the people in the city are making $800,000 a year and bonuses, while the citizenry go bankrupt under higher taxes. Also, there's moves by cities to raise money by homesteading, giving people property.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Thousands of Americans are facing evacuation. If you or any of your loved ones might need to evacuate, you must do it yourselves. Please don't procrastinate until they do it for you. Remember the terrible conditions of those that didn't get out for Katrina. Go right now to efoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 for information on the new evacuation pack. It contains 2 weeks of delicious, easy-to-fix food along with the equipment to prepare it. It's packed in a rugged, heavy-duty tote for transport. Evacuations are looming with the storms and the Gulf oil catastrophe. No matter where you live, wildfires, earthquakes, floods, and storms must be escaped. Don't be like a deer frozen in the headlights of oncoming disaster. At least prepare yourself with this 2-week evacuation pack from eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Why the union's a big business man, and it's going down as a dinosaur. Why they used to grow food in Kansas, then they want to grow it on the moon.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to your phone calls here in about 1 minute. Then I want to get to a story that Kurt Nemo wrote on Friday. Ocean Energy Institute founder says new hurricane will require Gulf evacuation. This was said on MSNBC and in a Bloomberg article. We have another Council on Foreign Relations member, of course, a few weeks ago in the Washington Post saying this thing is, quote, 80 times worse than we had previously thought. There will be Gulf evacuations when the hurricanes kick up, and we're now entering that season, and blow those hundreds of millions of gallons of oil and methane gas that's being released from the oil, the natural gas, into Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Florida, all the way up into Oklahoma and Nebraska and other states. Look, I don't know if this is true. For 2 months, people have been hyping the end of the world and that there's going to be evacuations in the entire South, you know, going in 500 miles with really no evidence of that. Though we do know the government is making preparations in coastal towns for evacuations, and we know that during Katrina, they used the hurricane as an excuse to come in and confiscate guns and engage in a psychological warfare laboratory. So I have no doubt that the government may be planning to use this as some type of big political distraction and fake emergency or hyped up emergency. I mean, there's some reality to it. And use that as a distraction going into the election. Because look at the peak of hurricane season. It will be September, October, November. That's the peak. It really kicks off in late July, starts getting going during August, and then September, October, that's the peak, right into November and the election. So I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, Obama's been lying every time I see him on TV saying nobody's sick. The 40-plus million gallons of core exit isn't a problem. Nobody needs to wear respirators. We know he's lying about that. So if they were going to hype a big evacuation and fearmonger, wouldn't they be fearmongering over the real issues? So I don't know. We're getting a lot of mixed messages, and I'm not even criticizing people that think it's the end of the world and there's going to be evacuations. I think you will see some evacuations, at least from coastal towns. And there's the devastation of the economy in these Gulf areas. But I've seen maps online with no scientific evidence, with bad grammar, you know, with a black line saying get ready to evacuate and a red line below it going from Texas through Georgia, everything south of it, Florida, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, saying, you know, get out of there, run for the hills. And that just doesn't make sense to me. That, okay, a bunch of this oil comes into shore. And you've got to evacuate some of the towns. The issue is, will the feds be in there confiscating guns again? I mean, are the feds going to come out and say, evacuate 200 miles inland? If that happens, there's nowhere to put these tens of millions of people. Remember Houston when they had a hurricane a few years ago and for days people were stuck on the highway and some of them dying of heat exhaustion? Look, all right, I said I'd cover it later. I'm already covering it now. I'm going to get more into this when we start the next hour and a bunch of other news. And we'll take your calls on that subject as well. But before I go to your phone calls, remember last week how the Obama deception got censored and there was such public outcry that YouTube put it back up. We are still offering these, but I'm getting rid of this special in another week. This special is going to go down because I can't even afford to reprint these at the price I'm selling them. When the DVDs I have are sold, and we estimate it'll be about a week, Obama Deception will go back up to $19.95 a piece. Right now, you can get four copies of the Obama Deception for $19.95. That's $4.90 cents a piece. $19.95. You can get four copies of the Obama Deception at Infowars.com. You simply go to the website. You click on any one of the two shopping carts we've got. We've got the new store and the old store, the new InfoWars store. And then, of course, we've got the Yahoo store. And you can get four of these for $19.95. You can get them for, what, $3.98 a piece when you get 10 of them for $39.95. 10 of these for $39.95. And let me tell you, people are more apt to watch it when it's a high-quality, shrink-wrapped, beautiful color cover that has a full description on the back of this important film. So these are great to give people, great to inform others. And, of course, you can also get part two of the Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, the presidency of Barack Obama, that covers the globalists, the banks, what their endgame is. Very important documentaries and are the most effective and powerful I've ever released. All available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And as I always say, now is the time to get the word out. Now people are ready. You tried to talk to somebody 10 years ago, they laughed at you as a kook. They're waking up now because so many patriots told them how the world really works years ago. And now they're really ready to have their awakening turbocharged. You can also write to us, and if it comes in the mail anytime the next 2 weeks, we'll honor the four copies for $19.95. You don't have to worry if the special's ending in a week. As long as it's postmarked in the next week, you can also take advantage of all these specials and combos that we've got. We're going to be changing a lot of the specials in a week. So if you want to take advantage of this, do it today. The P.O. Box is P.O. Box 19549. That's P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 787. 1-800-260, or again, InfoWars.com. And I want to thank all of you over the years who have PrisonPlanet.tv memberships. I want to thank all of you that do buy the books, the videos, the materials, because your purchase has also made everything we've done here possible. So it's all a team effort, and God bless you. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for making this historical operation we're running possible. You are the key, and I want to thank you again. Okay, let's go ahead and go to your phone calls. Let's talk to Peter in Washington. Peter, you're on the air.
Yes, Alex, I've known about conspiracies for over 20 years, and about 2 years ago I saw Endgame, which focused the thing to me. Now, what I'd like to talk about today is I don't think fascism is the correct term for it. I'll tell you what the correct term is first, or the one I believe is better, and then I'll tell you why fascism isn't right. I think it's best described as homicidal plutocracy. Well, homicidal speaks for itself, and plutocracy comes from the word Pluto was the pagan god of both wealth and death. So the two work together perfectly. Works better than oligarchy, which is an inferior form of government. Now, I don't think fascism, because what you're describing is not a government controlling the private sector, but the private is part of the private sector controlling the government. And you look at fascism, you had an incorporation of all elements of society into various unions. And I don't think that's a theory, with the dictator who supposedly reflects all of society and decides various quarrels between them, you know. And I just don't think fascism's right. I think calling it homicidal plutocracy, which shows its basic illegality. Even oligarchy is an inferior form of government. It's still a government, you know, where the rich people think they're doing the best for the rest of society. This is much more illegal. Well, anyway, that's my opinion, and I thank you for the time that you've given me.
Well, Peter, stay there, because you're very well spoken, and your information is crystal clear, and I agree with you. When I use terms like fascism or socialism, those are derivative terms that the general public in their semantical lexicon can understand. And if you look at this system, the closest term to describe it is that's in popular use would be fascism, because the public sold that this is socialism. Well, they socialize our wealth for social engineering to control us, but it is a process of consolidation of power in the hands of the mega rich, the ultra elite, who are predatory against everyone else. It is a clique. It is a mafia, a corporate mafia that's taken control of every major nation on earth, but a handful, those nations that aren't under their control, and because governments are generally corrupt, those rogue nations are generally bad as well and have their own problems. They're just not as sophisticated and imperial, so they're not the threat. Libya, Iran, you can list a few others there, North Korea. But I do agree homicidal plutocracy is a good term. But I would call it a scientific dictatorship, because that's how the controllers describe themselves. So it is a mafia of royalty, of robber barons, who in the last 150 years said, we want to understand controlling the individual, not just nations, and how to dumb people down. And the Germans also were competing with their systems of social control. So it is 20th and 21st century social control, and the elites in all their major publications have openly decided to create the final revolution against humanity, a scientific dictatorship that seeks to take control of all industry, all production, all farming, language, its full spectrum dominance, to then dumb the population down where they are incapable of revolting because they have been turned into mindless sheep. As Bertrand Russell said, in the near future under the scientific dictatorship engineered by us, in his words, he said us, a revolt by the proletariat or the general population, the unwashed masses, will be as unthinkable as a revolt of sheep against the practice of eating mutton or sheep, for those that don't know what mutton is. And so it's like saying, you know, looking out your front window, if you raise sheep and you shear them every year, but you also sell some for meat, and saying, yeah, the sheep aren't going to come in our house with clubs and beat us over the head and have a revolt. And so for the globalist, world government is only the beginning. Once it's in place, once you're purely bankrupted and controlled by the nanny state, the health department established in the U.S. around 100, about 95 years ago or so, in England about 130 years ago, it was founded for social hygiene, racial hygiene, for infanticide, sterilization, drugging of the water, and it's all publicly stated, and that's the plan. And it's all being carried out. The food's poisoned, the water, the drugs, the vaccines, and it's meant to block the increase in life expectancy that industrialization brings, then the homicidal plutocracy, as you amply describe it, a good term you've coined there, Peter. They then profit on extending life when you would be dying at about 65 because of the poisons and things they've introduced. They can now extend that a decade or so, but they ensure that all of your wealth is then extracted. And the average doctor is compartmentalized and isn't aware of this. So use what term you want, scientific dictatorship, monopoly, eugenics, endgame dictatorship, homicidal, endgame plutocracy. You can use whatever term you want, but this is full spectrum dominance. How do you, if a population, if a tribe really fought the Romans, if a German tribe or a Austrian tribe or a British tribe would submit and become part of the auxiliaries, you'd have the main legions with the auxiliary foreign armies behind them. If they submitted, they would be brought into the auxiliaries. And normally they'd have to submit and let some of their women be shipped off to slavery and their children be shipped off to be gladiators or to be house servants. You know, submission was a pretty tough lot, but the warrior class would then be allowed to have some whores and have some booty, have some gold, have some goodies, about a third of what the Romans got. Well, many of the Roman troops weren't citizens yet. They had to serve 25 years and become citizens. But if you resisted, they would kill everyone, every man, woman, and child. The Israelites did this as well. They exterminated those in that surrounding area when they took over what is Israel today, Jerusalem. And, of course, other countries, other tribes did that as well. They didn't invent that. And then they would also salt the earth so no plants could grow. In case anybody had run to the hills after the Romans pulled out, no one could resist them. So the scientific dictatorship said, look, there's billions of people. They're eating up all the resources. They're a bunch of dumbed-down masses. You know, I can go to the shopping mall or Schlitterbahn and look at the crowds, and they look like hell. They look dumbed down. I mean, maybe people looking at me, I look pretty bad. But the point is, I want to lift those people up, not kill them all. But the elites look at people and say, we want to get rid of these people right now. And the globalists say, look, the public's too dumb to even realize what patriots like myself and you were warning them about, Peter. So why should they even give the population a shot at living and being part of the future when the population doesn't want it? They want to die. That's the globalist view. But anything else, Peter?
No, that's fine. Thank you for giving me the time. I have nothing more to say except I wish you well.
Well, I wish you well, sir, and God bless you. I mean, it is painful to sit in restaurants or on the street or swimming in a river and to hear adults speak. I mean, I remember 30 years ago, people could speak much better than they do now. I mean, they're like a bunch of animals. It's like they've been hit by mutation rays. And doesn't matter what color they are or what socioeconomic strata even, no one says you're welcome when you say thank you, or they say no problem. You know, that means like it's a problem that I'm bringing you a glass of beer at a restaurant. Adults can't talk. I have conversations with people with college degrees who make hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, and I'll be using words to describe things, and they say, what does that mean? Or they'll think I'm showing off. I have had many of my crew, when they talk about their rights to police, police say, you're reading too much. We've had TSA repeatedly, when people talk about their rights in TSA checkpoints, say, you're reading too much. Don't use those fancy words with me. If you see Mike Judge's excellent film, Idiocracy, when he's, you know, 500 years in the future in a court hearing with a judge, the judge can hardly talk. And just because the guy has, I mean, he's kind of like a blue-collar dummy in the year 2010, but in the year 2300 or whatever it is, I forget the exact date, no one can even hardly talk. They can just make jokes and giggle and laugh, and people's easy chairs are toilets because all they do is watch television. Well, I got news for you. The globalists aren't going to let you get to that point. They're killing you. They're killing me deader than a hammer. They're killing I deader than a hammer. But here's the news flash. Many of us know what's going on, and we don't want to be killed. Okay?
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
All right, I spent 12 minutes with that one caller. I want to try to get to more of your calls now, but it was a really important point he brought up. If you underestimate how predatory the ruling class is, you've got a problem. And finally, Limbaugh, last Friday, admitted there's a corrupt blue blood robber baron, these are quotes, ruling class that uses government to expand their power and that wants to destroy the middle class and America. He finally admits there's a corrupt clique running America. He's always denied that. This is a big deal. It just shows how far we've come. Now we can have a real debate about this. And we would have already been able to have a real debate because we're making Limbaugh and others passe because they won't cover the real issues. Very exciting. Let's talk to Eric in California. Eric, you're on the air.
Well, thank you for taking my call. I'm very honored to speak with you. I'm a proud PrisonPlanet.tv member. I'm also a former air traffic controller in the U.S. Air Force. And once the shock of 9/11 wore off, my training pretty much disclosed how absurd 9/11 was. But that's not the reason that I'm calling. The reason that I'm calling is that, you know, with this whole WikiLeaks story, I kind of feel that this is maybe possibly the beginning of the end of independent news via the Internet. I almost get the feeling that it's like a false flag. So,
well, I agree with you. I agree with you whether WikiLeaks is good or not, and I tend to think they're good. They are now trying to use, oh, look, they use this clip of this government official saying, I wouldn't help the white farmer, but it was out of context. I'm seeing a drumbeat everywhere of the mainstream media needs to shut down the alternative media. And now because of this WikiLeaks thing, we've got to have a gatekeeper to check things first before it can be put on the web because this is just too dangerous. And, yes, that's one of the points I was going to bring up. Very, very dangerous time. Go ahead.
Well, hey, that's all I had to say, Alex. Just keep up the good work. You've enlightened me in many, many ways, and I appreciate that.
Well, let's go back, though, Eric, because the truth is the truth. And NORAD did stand down. There were CIA drills of the very targets being hit at the very same time. We have the police saying, get back. The government's going to blow up Building 7. I mean, that's CNN. I mean, we know the official story is a lie. And we can't just choose to say, well, I'll buy what the government says about 9/11 because it feels better. Now, as an air traffic controller with the Air Force formerly, what sent up red flags for you?
Well, you know, 757s are not stealth. And, you know, we were trained to control planes from hitting one another. And if beacons went down, if communications went down, as a controller, we still had the responsibility to keep that aluminum from hitting. And so when you have a primary target that's being painted on a radar screen that's going off its airway, you know, which is its flight path to its destination, and their story is that they turn the transponders off. Well, when I was controlling from 1983 to 87, you know, we could tag those targets and put our own tracking data on it, meaning that, you know, we could tag that target.
And they did mark the targets, but then NORAD came in and took control and put simulation overlays and was removing it.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't think any of us know because I haven't really talked about it. But what's absurd is that those targets, those don't go away. And if they're off course and you've got a controller that's responsible for that particular aircraft, and he's also responsible for other aircraft that he's controlling, and then this target is getting ready to hit some other controller's airspace that they have to control, they have to let people know. And it's not only a controller, but that controller has an assistant next to him, and then standing over his head, he's got a supervisor. So the whole damn thing is absurd, completely.
Eric, I appreciate your call, but what I'm telling you is we have the tapes. There were simulations going on to confuse the air traffic controllers. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.